Weiter in Shas. We're going to come to Pei Beis, picking it up on Daf Pei Beis by the two dots. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Second word on the line. Finished off the 10 Tanoim that were hissed in Yoshua. And now we're going on to the Asara Takanos, Tikein Ezra. Ezra's Mesakein 10 Takanos. This is when the Yidden were going from Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, to Eretz Yisrael, leaving Bavel. And here we go. Shekorim b'mincha b'Shabbos. So what did they do? They would lane. We lane mincha of Shabbos. V'korim b'sheni b'chamishi. The second one is that they read on sheni b'chamishi. We read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays. V'danim b'sheni b'chamishi. And also the courts will dan, will judge on Mondays and Thursdays. V'mechabsim b'chamishi b'Shabbos. That people do laundry on Thursday. V'chamishi b'Shabbos on Thursday, meaning of Shabbos, in order to get ready for Shabbos. Velchon Shum Erev Shabbos, eat Shum on Erev Shabbos. Rashi says, come on for Shabbos. Can you explain why that is? That means on Friday night. Ve'shetehe Isha Mashkemes V'ofa. A woman should get up early in order to go and bake for Shabbos. Says Rashi, B'yom Shehit Tzricha Le'efos V'ofa Shachos. Can before Shetehe Pas Metzuya La'ani Mechazer. Oh, I'm sorry. This is just getting up early in order to go and bake. Right, I said Shabbos, but not necessarily. So for poor people, should have stuff over there when they're ready. Okay, that they need. V'shtei isha chogeres b'sinar, that a woman should have a, Rashi says, dogemes mechnesayim ketanim. This is a type of clothing, like a type of underwear that they should wear. V'shtei isha chofefes v'toveles, that a woman would be chofef, I mean, she washes her hair and she combs her hair. Rashi says, b'masreik, b'yom tefilasa, v'shu chatzitza, to make sure there's no blocking between her hair and the actual water. Like, come on, parachad the rice. He says that's the rice. So why are you saying you're attacking it? V'shei rochel machzirin b'yaros, that they have these rochel, and a rochel is a peddler. Rashi says mivian b'samim lenoshim leskashibem. They would bring her bound b'samim, this type of perfume. They would come around and towards the wear machzirin b'yaros for lo yuchlu b'nei yaros la'akiv aleim, and the people that are in the city are not allowed to ma'akiv them. They can't object to it. V'tikin tevila la'balei kriyan. It was tevila for Baal Keri, for those who are Baal Keri, to go on and to be tovel in the mikwah. It's the stuff that we saw back in our brachas days. Okay, now let's break it down. Here we go. Shiyukorim b'micha b'Shabbos. He says you have to read in Shabbos. B'shum yoshvei kronos, for those who are the shopkeepers. Says Rashi, yoshvei chanuyos kol yamos hachol oskim b'scharin. The schar they're dealing with the business. Ve'in korin shenim chamishi for tikin b'ginayu. Kriya Yisera. So if there's another Kriya that was included for them. And next, it says, Shukarim, Mishenim, Chamisha, Mondays and Thursdays. Ezra Tikin, you're saying Ezra did it? V'omei Kar, Avi Mitakna, but this is something we set up much earlier, the time of Tenebraisa. V'yelchu Shloshes Yom, Midvalo Mitzumayim. This is, they went for 3 days in the Midbar, and they didn't find any water. The Lublina strikes again this week's Parsha. They went for 3 days, they didn't find any water when they were walking in the desert, and therefore, Darshei Rishumo Samru, and the those who expound, she says, Mikros, or Shumas, is Psukim, they say, Ein Mayim El Torah. What does it mean, water? It means there's only no water except for Torah. Shanemer, Hoi Kol Sami L'chula Mayim. Anyone who's thirsty, go to the water, go drink with it. It's talking about the Torah. Kevin Shachar Shal Shom and Bel Torah. Nilu, they became all exhausted from that experience. And Amthan Avim Shabbinim, we're taking all the ham. Shukarim B'Shabbos, Mavsikin Bechad B'Shabbos. Vakarim B'Shani, Mavsikin B'Shlish Revi. Vakarim B'Chamisha, Mavsikin Erev Shabbos. Kadishalo Yalinu, Shloshi Yam and Bel Torah. There was never 3 days without them learning and hearing from the Torah. So the Gemara says, Meikara Tiknu Chad Gavat Lasapsuke. Originally, the original, when they originally said that this is going to do, it's one person should read three psukim. Inami Tlasa Gavat Lasapsuke. Or you had three men that read three psukim. Keneged Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim. Also, who tikin tlas agavri? And the Israel came along, he was mistaken that it should be three different people. V'asara psuki keneged asara batlanim. And 10 psukim that are opposite the 10 asara batlanim. And this also, Gemara, we saw on Daf Chafal from Boiz and Megillah. Rashi says, B'nei Adam Ksherim, B'telim im lachta, and lasak b'tzuch etzibor, V'lov l'kodmin l'beis ha-knesek, l'eishu mutsuyin asara l'eis ha-tfila, m'sparnas im ishal tzibor. These are 10 people that would stay there and be in the shul, and they were always there to make sure to be for the tzibor, and I mean, yonim, and things are going to be taken care of, and therefore that's what they set up now, 10 psukim. Now, The third one we sat over here is Adana B'Shem B'Chamishi, the judgments, meaning Beis Din. Rashi is going to be set up on Monday and Thursday, says Rashi. B'nei Adam K'sherim B'Tel, no, what am I, huh? We read that one already. Next, the Shchiche, because people are found in the city in those days, the Asu L'Mikra B'Sifra, because they all come out to read the Torah. This is number two, he says, therefore they're there for that. So they have the courts open on those days as well. Number four, Shem Mechapsin B'Chamisha B'Chem B'Shabbos, and he set up that they do laundry on Thursday, Chamishi B'Shabbos, Mishum K'vod Shabbos. This is for the honor of Shabbos. Number five, Shiyu Ochlin Shum B'Erev Shabbos. One should have garlic on Erev Shabbos, which means Friday night. Mishum Ona, that's because of the mitzvah of Ona, being with one's spouse. Rashi says, Shem mitzvah Ona b'lil Shabbos, k'lev Yehuda v'ashum marbet hazerah, k'lev kamon, it's marbet hazerah. T'chsev, the pasuk says, asher piryu yitein b'ito, that it yields its fruits in the proper time. V'amar b'Yehuda, v'item Rav Nachum, v'item Rav Kahana, v'item Rav Yonasan, Yochanan, zeh ha-mesham, shitosam Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is someone who is mesham, who's exactly like I said. Tana Rabbanan, chamisha devarim numer v'ashum, there's five things said about garlic. Masbia mashkin ha-matzil panim, it Basbia like Soviet satiates umashkin and it not just mechameim, it's like over warms up the body. Umatzil panim, and it makes the face brighter. Umar bezera, it increases zera, and vehore kinim shebnei ma'ayim, and it kills parasites that are in the intestines. Veishom, some say machnes ahava umotzis akina. It brings love. Not just mitoch shemesameach esalev, because it makes the heart happy over there, and gets rid of jealousy. Persons are at a greater state of joy when they're involved with garlic. So, make sure you get that garlic. Get your garlic on. G-Y-G-O. Get your garlic on. Next, number six. So there's bread that's found for poor people that are walking around. Next, number seven. She should wear these type of underwear. Mishum siyusa, because of tzniyas. Rashi says l'srachik min avera, that this is from avera. Number eight. V'shtei isha chofefes v'toveles. And a woman should make sure she's brushing out her hair, and before she goes to the mikvah, you know, like shampoo it, clean it. Daraisi. So what are you talking about? This is a daraisa, the Tyrant and Braisa. Rachas is besara b'mayim. She should rachas, rechitza, you know, wash, bathe herself, her flesh in water. Shaloye davichotz is b'mesara l'mayim. S besara, S satofel besara, S when it says it means rabos, what? The thing which is tofel to the basar. Mind you, what's that? Sarah, that's the hair itself. So what do you mean this is a darabanan? This is a daraisa. Amri daraisa la yune. Mid daraisa, you got to check it to make sure there's no chatzitza. Dilma miktar, maybe it became nada. Dinami, ma'avis mide, or it's a little bit dirty. Mishum chatzitza, because of chatzitza, versus mu'us means, ma'avis means that it's a meluchlach. This is something which is dirty. Mishum chatzitza, and this is going to be an issue. Beep, turn the page, babies and babies. V'asa'iyu, tika chafifa, and you can also, not only that, but you also have to brush it out. Says Rashi, v'masek l'srachik t'milsa, right, to distance yourself from such a thing, make sure you even brush it out. Number nine, she rochel mechasrin be'ayos b'shem t'chashin. You have these peddlers coming to give perfume for the women, Kedei shelo yisag, this ganu habalim, it shouldn't become disgusting to the husbands. You know, a little bit deodorant over there, you know what I'm saying? Well, honey, I don't want to say anything, but you know what I'm saying? Getting your stank on. Okay. Number 10, v'tikin tefila b'alei kriyin, and he was mesakin for those who are b'alei keri to go to the mikvah. Doraisu, so we answer doraisu. D'chsev, v'ish ki seitzei mimena shuch hazara, v'rachatz b'mayim es kol b'sara, she's going to, you know, flush, bathe yourself, right? So what are you talking about? Why are you saying it's dura? This is a tikkun, takana. The raisu l'chuma kachem. It's a raisu reference to eating a bel keri wants to have chuma, wants to have kachem. Yeah, that's in a chenam, it's a raisu. But in reference to asahu tikkun afilu de ritora, even to be able to shtag the heilige Torah, says Rashi, shalo yishane ad shiitba. A person shouldn't learn until they go to do tefillah. Although we don't hold like that, look at Tosos, top right corner. What did he say? Lo kaimelon hachi, elik rabbi huda babisir, da'am adivri Torah, in mekablin tumah. Right, so that's a gemara we saw in Brachot. Vaiter. Sorry, the Rav Nehemiah Yerushalayim, the 10 things that are said in Yerushalayim. Special Yerushalayim things. Ein habayis cholot ba. A house that is sold can be permanently sold, meaning it can go back to the person if they want to get it. Rashi says, Kedin bate arichoma, ela geula tielo im yirtza legol, v'im yagia yovel. The person wants to redeem it, they can buy it back. And if yovel comes, yotze biyovel, kebate arichotzeim, they go back to the original owner. Ein habayis egla arufa. There's no din of egla arufa if a dead body is found between it and another city. Equally, you don't do egla arufa. V'in anas, it's here nidachas. It doesn't become near nidachas. People worship Vodazar. A majority of it then has to be burnt to the ground. ground, it can't be used ever again. It doesn't apply over there. Veinim etamim b'negayim, it doesn't become tamim b'negayim. This is talking about that the house is becoming tamay, like we learn about with Saras. It doesn't happen there. Veinim otzien ba zizin ugezustros. We're not allowed to make rashes karos yotzim nexalim, these beams that came out of the wall, or a balconies. You're not allowed to make balconies in Yerushalayim. Veinos and Balashposos, not allowed to make the garbage dump, no garbage dumps there. Veinos and Balkivshonos, not allowed to make a kivshon, like a kivshon eish, the fiery furnace. You're not allowed to make these like major hot furnaces over there. Veinos and Balginos and Pardesos, you're not allowed to have Ginos gardens and Pardesos and orchards. Chutz orchards. Chutz mi Ginos Vraden, except for Ginos Vraden. Rashi says, Kach Shema, Ginos Vraden. That was its name. V'yoy said, Tzvicha l'Ketoris. It was needed for the Ketoris. V'anu kipas a'yayden, Hashem shederech avered, the rose, the galas was a'yayden, was normally found over there. It says, the Gemara, Shaya mos nevua, nevim, mirvim rishonim. So you're allowed to have the garden of roses. Something's used for the Ketoris. Vimagalaba time to go and raise chickens over there, Via and Milini Baz a maze. You don't leave a dead body over there, Rashi says, Mace Ba Adam Baosa Yom Kovermosa. The person that miyad, we bury them immediately, which is Minog Yerushalayim still today. Generally speaking, they go and someone dies in Yerushalayim, they bury him that night. Break it down. Break it down. Anybody's chalot bazim chalot not permanently sold. So the pasuk says, this is talking about bati ari choma. V'kamasher lo choma letzmitzus lakono asol ledorasav. Then the home, if it's not redeemed, then the home that's in the city that is a wall is gonna go over for always to the one who purchased it for his generations. V'kasavar lo nischalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. But we say that Yerushalayim wasn't split up amongst the Shvatim. We saw this in Machlokas, saw this in Megillah, I think it comes up in Yuma also, this concept, can you really own something in that area or not? So the Gemara goes in for number two. Therefore, you could go get it whenever. You can't do like a roof of the Chesiv, the Pasuk says, if you find this dead body, it's found in the land that Hashem gives you to possess it. Yerushalayim, lo nischak l'shvatim, wasn't split up amongst the Shvatim, it's owned by everybody. It doesn't become Eir Nidachas. This wayward city, the Siv Arecha. If you hear about your cities, Yerushalayim Nosachak L'Shvatim, all the same answer. Number four, Vimitam in the Negayim, the Siv Nasati Negat Seras Base Eres Achuzaschem, Yerushalayim Nosachak L'Shvatim, in the land of your possession, but it's not split up, therefore it's Bolman everyone, so you can't have Teras. Number four, Vimitam Bazizim Gzustros, Mebnei Oel Atoma, because we don't want there to be an Oel of Toma, Mishem Delo Litziku Ali Regalim, and also the people that are coming up. Well, the regular shouldn't get injured. Meaning these small beams of the people walking by, they get nailed. Rashi says, Shami Yekazai, it's been a mace. Multiple arts. Va'guzostros ma'alilos alav, and the guzostros, which is in the balcony, is going to be an oil over it. Va'lanoshim harbe, and then it says, Marbe esatuma, you're going to be Marbe tuma, you don't want to do the Yerushalayim. Next, Vedos Hamash, because we don't make these garbage up because of Shkatsim, Rash is dark and legal to Bashba. Shkatsim, all these creeper crawlies hang out over there, Marim Tuma, they're going to be Marim Tuma, Lefisha Mesim Sham, Umetam and Akachim, Shibasai, I'm going to be Tami Kachim, which we don't want to do. For Enos and Ba, Kivshonos, Mishum Kutra, we don't make these fiery pits, these furnaces, because of all the smoke. Rash is Ashan, Shamashkir, Asachoma, Ganayu, it's going to blacken the wall, it's a Ganay, it's not going to look good, it's not nice. Venos and Ba, Ginos of Pardesin, Mishum Sircha, the reason why I want to make these gardens and orchards is because of Sircha. Vusis. Sircha, you ask? Oh, what a question. Rashi says that it's these asavim ran, these bad roots, these moldy type of amagadelim, sham bazarkin bechutz. The stuff is going to grow over there, which is going to be, it's going to start to rot. And that's not good. When you start weeding and take everything out and you throw it on the side, it's going to become disgusting. We don't want Yerushalayim to be in such a state. And also, you have to put the Rashi says you're gonna have to put Zevil over there in order to make sure Lazablan Vesircha is gonna become disgusting and smell real bad. Vimagalan about Tanigal Mishim Kacha because of the Kacha we learned earlier, they're gonna go and eat and then bring the stuff, the Shratzim, into other areas and Mimitame. Vain Malina Bas Ames Gemara. And the idea that we don't leave in there, that's Gemara, that is your tradition. Rashi is Mesor Siberdena, Vain Tam Ladavar. We don't have a reason for it per se. This is just the straight up. However, if you look at the Mesor Sashat, it says Ayinatam Bezoar. Nusso. Look in the Zohar Nusso if you want to see the reason. Next part of Mishnah Tikkun is back to Ayin Tesa Mabayz. Ayin Megadlin Chazir Mechamakim and Allah to go and raise pigs in any place. Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon. Tana Rabbanon. Kishetzaru Beis Chashmonai Zel Zeh. This is a terrible story in Klal Yisrael. Unfortunately, these are the descendants of Matisyahu Kohen Gadol, and there was a fight between the two of them, Bishchash Menoi, who's going to be the king over there, Horkinus versus Aristobulus. And one was inside, one was outside. And Rashi says they were brothers and they were fighting over who's going to have the melucha. Now what ended up happening is that the one on the outside, Rashi says, they send up money or to buy the carbon tamid so they can start bringing it in and bring it. They would give them the carbon tamid. There was an older man there who knew the Chachma Yavanis of certain Greek wisdom. So he said to those that were on the outside, if you want to be able to beat them, you can't beat them unless Kol's man, they're involved with the avoda of bringing the tamid, you know, the carbon tamid, you're not going to be able to overcome them. They sent down the money and the kupa. Lahem chazir, and they send up a pig instead. Once it made its way up half the wall, it stuck its nails into the wall. Rashi says that's the way of chazir when it's getting dragged and it doesn't want to end up going somewhere. It shook 400 by 400 parsa. But at that time it says ora isha shegad lechazirim, curses the one who's going to raise pigs. And curses the one who's going to teach his kid chachmas yavanas. At that time they learned that mice. About Omer Migigits Miginos Atzvifim, that the carbon of the Omer, in order to eat Chadash, becomes Yashan. It came from this place, from this faraway place. Vishtei Alechami, because Ein Socher came from the house of the Rashi Sashay Makam for our place, because they destroyed all the stuff that was over there. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great day.